Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 356, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 356. Sickness is but another name for sin. Healing is but another name for God. The miracle is thus a call to Him. Father, You promised You would never fail to answer any call Your Son might make to You. It does not matter where he is, what seems to be his problem, nor what he believes he has become. He is your son, and you will answer him. The miracle reflects your love, and thus it answers him. Your name replaces every thought of sin, and who is sinless cannot suffer pain. Your name gives answer to your son, because to call your name is but to call his own. Amen. Sickness is but another name for sin. Healing is but another name for God. The miracle is thus a call to Him. As I contemplate this lesson, I am reminded that sickness is of the mind. The only sickness that there is that I am believing I am separated from God, that I am other than He created, that I have a separate identity, and these beliefs are the only sickness, and all other false beliefs come from this one. And when I've fallen into those beliefs, when I am believing I am separate, that is the only time that I also believe that there can be sin. Sin is simply believing that I am separate. The healing is when I let go of the false identity, and I remain as my true self, the Christ. I am healed when I return to the truth of who I am, to my true identity. And every time I change my mind by believing in that false separate identity to believing instead in my true identity, the miracle in that is the call to or the remembrance of my Father, my Creator. The lesson says my Creator's name replaces every thought of sin, every thought of separateness, and who is sinless? The one who doesn't believe in separateness cannot suffer pain. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to remember God's name in every thought. When I am remembering the truth of who I am, there is no suffering. When I am remembering I am before thought, before emotion, before the body, and that there is no suffering, there is only joy and peace. Help me today to abide in God's name. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by giving it something to focus on. We place the thought of the Creator in the mind. As we continue to focus on the Creator, we take a few deep breaths and we sink deep into relaxation. We place ourselves in a circle with the Creator. We take a few moments to feel the Creator's presence, noticing that there is only peace present, being with the Creator, safe and loved. When a thought comes up, notice the I thought in it. Notice it has an underlying sense of separation in it. And for the next minutes, we let ourselves let go of believing in separation. We let go of being apart from the Creator. When a thought comes up, we notice that with that thought, we had the feeling of having left the circle with our Creator. As we let go of the thought, we return to the circle, feeling only safety and peace of the Creator's light. Remembering the oneness and the innocence of who we are. Notice when we return back to the circle, to being the innocent son of creation, there is no judgment, there is no sin, there is only love, peace, acceptance, unity. And when a thought comes up, we notice it. We let it be over there. But we are here, in the circle with the Creator. We have the willingness to let the thought go and not join it over there, but stay here with our Creator. The thoughts no longer hold any draw to leave the circle. We desire only to be in the presence, in remembrance of our Creator, in the circle of love, of unity. Thank you for joining with me today in Healing the Mind. Namaste.